Glory to God. Amen. Jesus is alive. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We believe for a fresh revelation of you today. Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We acknowledge you are God. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you have done for us and are doing for us now. We're eternally grateful. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the only true God. And He has revealed Himself fully as Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what was kept secret for 4,000 years has now been fully revealed. And we are now, I do believe, we're in the end times, and a great man of God says we're in the last minutes. But the greatest thing in the universe is the Lord Himself and His presence and His glory. How do we describe His glory and presence? On the 1 to 10 scale, it's an infinity. Trillion, 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 infinity. That's the glory of the Lord. And in this short message, I want to give some new information, not new information, but some content that I haven't shared about faith. But let's always remember, in any teaching, in anything related to our most holy faith, the whole key is, and this may sound commonsensical, but it's knowing the Lord and His presence and His glory. That's everything. When we find Him, He gives us and does through us everything that we want to do and that He wants to do. Amen. This is this mystery. It's one of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, that He does His work through us, that we're temples of the Holy Spirit. When Reinhard Bonnke said, when God fills you with His Holy Spirit, you'll recognize yourself. You will understand, and everything will make sense. And because He made us for Himself. It's so simple. It's so wonderful. He made us to fellowship with Him. He wants to fellowship with us. And I want to keep emphasizing that. Isn't it ironic? We do everything else, but the one greatest thing, which is just knowing the Lord, seeking Him with our whole heart, loving Him with our whole heart, doing what He says to do, and He will reveal Himself and manifest Himself in our daily life. Amen. As even if in the challenges that we're facing, He will reveal Himself. But again, I want to emphasize also, one of the keys is seeking Him with our whole heart, loving Him with everything we have, and persisting. Okay, and when we find Him, He gives us His love, His peace, His joy, His very life, the life of God. It's called the Zoe life of God, this divine nature that's... Okay, and He gives us faith. Faith is misunderstood, and it's sometimes we even kind of resist, learning about faith, or it's because it's a misunderstood. But it all lines up with what I was just saying, is that He gives us faith. We're not to seek faith or even things like healing, just seek the Lord Jesus. Amen. And remember, He's infinity. He's He easily gives faith and healing and everything that we want. Amen. There are seven. Okay, remember, it is simple. It's He gives us faith. It's the faith of God. It's this glorious. Faith is so important. It's the second most frequent topic that Jesus spoke about, taught about. That's incredible. His most frequent topic was the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. And let's even, again, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is the glory of the Lord himself. You know, faith is his second most frequent topic. So it is of the utmost importance. And our ministry did a list one time of all the things. I mean, we walk by faith, we live by faith, we are saved by grace through faith. It's really powerful. There are seven. Here's the practical teaching, just for a short teaching. There are seven levels of faith and three manifestations of faith. And there's the seven levels go from little to wavering faith, temporary faith, okay, all the way to divine or perfect faith. I will put this in the notes. There's scripture for every one of these. But it is fascinating that, starts with little faith. Jesus, remember, he said, oh, you have little faith. Everyone starts there. Wavering faith, where we believe, but then we don't believe. Temporary faith, that's in Luke 8:13. Strong faith, Romans 4:20. So that's the fourth one. Fifth one, great faith. Remember, Jesus said, great faith. I have not seen such great faith. That's Matthew 8:10. Active faith, James chapter 2. And then divine or perfect faith, that's in Galatians. So, now that's fascinating that there's seven levels of faith. You know, seven is that number of completion and perfection. You know, there's just in the Beatitudes, if you really study the Beatitudes, there's seven revelations of knowing God. Seven is just this, really permeates throughout the Bible. The number seven in the revelations, like in the tabernacle, seven locations in the tabernacle. The last one is the glory of God. Amen. There are seven feasts, the leper was sprinkled with blood. The priest sprinkled blood on the leper seven times. That's Leviticus, I think, 14. And then blood was sprinkled on the altar seven times. I think that's Leviticus 16. So we see this content, again, if somebody doesn't have the Bible, they can still, it's all about continuing on with our Lord, even daily, in that daily seeking Him, continuing on, persisting until we find Him. And so there's, even with faith, this might happen over many years. You know, people going from little to wavering all the way to divine or perfect faith. And again, the mystery, it's up to a person if they pursue these. Okay? Three manifestations of faith: saving faith, fruit of faith, gift of faith. Saving faith is also called general faith. It's in Ephesians 2. That's what every believer has to be saved. You know, we're saved by grace through faith. Fruit of faith. That's something that, just like fruit, it grows. It's something that someone develops. And then the gift of faith is a gift that God gives. Amen. That's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12. So, what's the point of all this? Well, these are wonderful things God's revealed in the Bible. The greatest thing, I just want to continue to emphasize, How do we receive the deep, deep mysteries of this short, let me say, this short teaching? I give the credit to a great man of God who has taught this. I didn't find this myself in the Bible. I mean, I've read them at times, but I didn't put it all together like this great teacher did. He'll get his credit. I'm just saying, these are wonderful mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. How do we receive them? Through the Holy Spirit. Through this glorious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is Jesus unlimited. Amen. To think that we have Jesus with us and in us, all around us. So wonderful. And He gives us faith. He gives us, that life of God, that, the divine nature. Maybe that's another teaching I want to give about, it's called the Zoe life of God. And as we know, one of Jesus' main teachings and revelations is eternal life, everlasting life. He talked about that often, of course. And what is eternal life? It's knowing the only true God. Knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. And so He gives us His divine nature. What I'm about to briefly discuss is a mystery that really is beyond human words. But He gives us, our spirit person is recreated in completely in His image and likeness. Amen. And that's, we have the life of God. Jesus said, "I've come that they might have life and have it to an abundance, to the full, till it overflows." John 10:10. Eternal life. To think that God offers His very, okay, it's His nature, His substance, His literally, another way to look at it is that person's spirit person becomes alive and is now, can connect to the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, who is everywhere on the earth. His presence and glory is everywhere. How does a person do that? Get rid of our old nature. Lose our old nature. Die in that process that I was talking about of seeking Him, persisting, seeking Him with all our heart and persisting. Two things. Well, we're seeking Him, but our old nature's dying. That's what we need. A great man of God gives another great teaching about God hides so that we will do that and our old nature will die. And when we find Him, we find what man was born to do. The thing is, so many of us, really most of us, we don't do this. We give up. We don't. And so we miss out. We miss out. But He's merciful. Even if so, again, He's so loving and merciful, if someone just is only born again and never even goes to the second phase, they're still saved, and they'll, if they continue on with Jesus, they're saved, they'll make it to heaven. Amen. But they're missing out. That's that principle, the truth of missing out, that may sound someone may say, well, where is that in the Bible? Well, this is the experience of the human race. Most people don't get saved. They completely miss out on what they were meant to do and born to do, which is to know the only true God and spend eternity in heaven. They really miss out. I mean, you talk about missing out. missing heaven, where people who make it to heaven will be there for eternity. I mean, let's, you know, I want to kind of, I'm transitioning into an evangelistic message here. But if someone just does one thing on the earth, it's get Jesus. One thing every day, just get Jesus. Just, I mean, it's so simple. It's so important to think that most people don't do that. If someone never hears the gospel, get God, get the higher power, just whatever. I don't care how you get him, just get him. I don't care if you're good or bad, what your past is. God doesn't care if you're good or bad, what your past is. He doesn't care about anything, but just that you find him. I mean, it's just baffling that, and let me point the finger at myself and at believers. We miss it, don't we? We do other things. We get focused on maybe even Christian ministry, but we're not getting the presence of the Lord. We may focus on politics instead of let's seek Jesus, get his glory, and incredible things are going to happen. I mean, this is how we know him, and this is how we walk with him. This is what humans were born to do. So simple. You know, we get distracted with the people who have taken advantage of us. Jesus said, the cares of this world. People, we're distracted with our job and with money. We have to do these things. But it is just very sad that principle that I'm talking about missing out, that same principle applies to believers. The glory of the Lord's available. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. You know, that's how, you know, there's so much. I've been talking recently about the misconceptions around Christianity. We can forget everything. If we go directly to him, we will find that treasure that is infinity beyond infinity. This priceless, unspeakable treasure, Jesus and his glory in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.